Welcome to Dentists, Implants, and Worms, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one vodka soda at a time. And now, your hosts, Dr. Justin Moody, Gabe Olson, and Jeff Smith.
Welcome to another episode of Dentists, Implants, and Worms. We are still here, helping you navigate the world of dentistry one old-fashioned at a time. I still like vodka, but these old fashions have kind of grown.
Are we gonna have to change the coasters?
No, changing taglines, no changing the coasters.
Well, I think after 50 episodes of vodka sodas, you know, twice a week, you were just like, "Nope, I'm done."
Well, I'll still go back to it. You know what? I'm gonna surprise you. I know what my next drink is. I'm going back to as soon as I get. I got to drink through this slow and low here.
No, Fireball. Fireball is it?
Negative.
Chugging whiskey.
Speaking of the slow and low, I picked it up over at Boyd's Wine and Spirits down on Mount Rushmore Road.
Did you stop at the Growler station while you were shopping?
Well, you know, every time I go in and shop, I sample the Growler station.
Yeah, I'll have a little treat while I'm shopping.
Yeah, I'll do a little sampling and then, you know, always buy something, of course.
That's the greatest invention ever.
Oh, Scotty, that was an excellent addition that you had there at the Boyd's Wine and Spirits. So,
for sure. I mean, it was great before, but it just absolutely got better.
Well,
making a destination for your summer vacation.
It has been my destination before. That is correct. Yeah. Speaking of, here in Studio 1A, downtown Rapid City, South Dakota, on my right, I've got the impeccable Gabe Olson. And on my left,
impeccable.
Yeah, somebody's getting packed.
And on my left, we have the pasty inkster.
Yo,
he's drinking him some bullet rye whiskey out of a plastic champagne glass.
Because I am a classy.
That's right.
I'll bleep
We're top shelf around here.
That's right.
You know, I think we got these glasses from Boyd's.
I'm sure we did. hey, it's going to be a great episode. We have joining us via Skype from Saratoga Springs, UT, not Florida, Utah. And we've got the owner of Boom Cloud, Jordan Comstock. Welcome to the show, Jordan.
Hey, thanks for having me here. It's awesome to be here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was a pleasure to invite you and a pleasure to have you on. You came... highly recommended by this Gary Takis guy. You know him?
Well, yeah, Gary's a nice guy. So
all right. So we're going to talk a little bit about membership clubs. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up at this position? Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? And how'd you end up with Boom Cloud?
Yeah, so... pretty much, I've grown up in the dental industry. My dad and grandpa owned a dental lab here in Salt Lake City, one of the oldest labs in Utah. They started in 1906. Obviously, my dad wasn't around then, or my grandpa. But my grandpa bought the business a long time ago, and around 2008, I kind of got thrown into it. It was a tough time to get a job. So my dad's like, I got openings in the dental lab. You want to come work at the dental lab? I'm like, sure. Yeah, I'll take it. So I started in the industry as a dental lab technician. And I learned all that stuff.
Year was that?
That was in 2008.
And what's the name of this laboratory? Is it still operational today?
Yep, they're still running. Salt Lake Dental Lab is the name.
Well, that's original.
What was that?
That's original.
I bet they're the only one, too.
And my dad's still running it, and I'm a twin, and my twin brother is there as well. So that's kind of how I got thrown into dentistry. And I started the lab doing the crown and bridge department there. And I then eventually branched out to do sales and marketing for the lab, and then realized that dentistry had a huge problem, and that's dealing with dental insurance companies. And I started noticing a trend with our customers that when I was at the dental lab that they were creating in-house membership programs. And I had talked to a bunch of them, and they said that there was nothing to manage their program, and they needed a lot of help. So that's kind of how I got started with this.
I'll be darned.
Excellent. Yeah. So let's just
jump right into this thing.
Let's jump right in.
What is a membership program?
Yeah. So what I usually the easiest explanation for this is an Amazon Prime for a dental practice, or a Costco membership for a dental practice. Right. The patient pays a yearly or monthly subscription and gets benefits and discounts to a dental practice.
So it's kind of a quasi when I use the word insurance, don't make it sound like it's insurance, but you're trying to set up an in-house and quote unquote insurance plan for the doctor to manage and not somebody else that's trying to rip somebody off.
Yeah, exactly. So you can think of it as it in-house insurance, even though we can't call it that.
Sure.
But yes, it's a program that a dental practice can implement and have their own system in place to attract patients that don't have dental insurance.
So tell me, what are those benefits?
Yeah, so there's they vary from practice to practice, but a lot of dental practices will offer like free cleanings. And let me pull up a list real quick. I can show you, or I can tell you an example. So, for example, there's a doctor that charges $299 a year for a membership fee, and then the patient gets one comprehensive exam, one annual exam, an emergency exam, two cleanings, two oral cancer screenings, two fluoride treatments, four bite wings, and then percentages off, like 15% off. Dental sealants, additional cleanings, and 10% off crowns, veneers, dentures. So that's kind of an example of what they would do.
Now, do those percentages off of those procedures, what's the normal range you see in that?
It varies from one side of the country to the other, but typically I see about 10 to 20% off. Those procedures.
And are they just normal fees, or does the doctor, if he's doing a bunch of these, does he bring his, I always feel like the guy that doesn't have insurance is paying the freight for the people that do. And it's kind of a sad situation that the guy without insurance is paying the whole nine yards.
Yeah. The guy without the insurance, definitely pays more if he doesn't have some type of program. So this, definitely helps, help with the cost to those patients. Like myself, I don't have dental insurance.
So can an employer do some of these on his own, or is that kind of where this thing crumbles? I mean, it's just got to be individual with the doctor and the patient.
No, there's plenty of practices that have, employers that don't have dental insurance, and they just approach them and say, hey, we have this in-house membership plan. Would you like to offer this to yourself and all your employees? And a lot of times that's how dental practices grow their membership program is by approaching local businesses.
I'm just curious, I don't know, and maybe you don't know, but let's just say I'm ex-employer and I go to Delta and say, hey, I want my guys covered. I mean, what are you looking at per person that the employer has to pay?
On a Delta end?
Yeah. Your average insurance, I mean, do you know what your average employer's piece of that insurance would be? I mean, somebody...
That's funny you're asking that. Me and my... I got a business partner, Scott. He's actually doing a case study right now on that. So I don't know the details, but we will hopefully, in a couple of days.
Oh, well...
I'm going to have to audit him back and
bring me back on, I guess.
So basically for $299 a year, you're getting the patient to really prepay their two cleanings a year.
In
a nutshell, that's really kind of what it comes down to. And then if you need any work after that, the real benefit comes in getting that percentage off of the procedures.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I've seen a lot of practices do like a monthly membership as well, but they do like a yearly agreement with their patients on that.
So do some people let the patient pay this $299 out per over the month or each month, or do they hit them all at one time?
Yeah. So they give options for, to either pay yearly or monthly. I see lots of practices doing that just because you get those patients that might not might not bite on a yearly subscription, if you will, but we'll jump on a low monthly sure. premium, or I shouldn't call it a premium, a subscription fee or a membership fee.
So what's your secret sauce? Because, you know, this sounds pretty basic. I mean, I might be able to roll it. Why do I want to pay you?
Yeah, so pretty much what we do is we automate a lot of the systems, mainly on the payment processing end. So if a practice wants to create a monthly subscription program for their patients, our software helps automate the monthly payments. And on a yearly program, same thing. It automatically helps the dental practice automate the yearly payments. And the biggest problem I see is practice will start these programs, and then they'll have their office staff manually run the cards each month, whether they're yearly or monthly, each month or a year, and then they don't focus on automating the renewals of a membership program. And if you think about think of Amazon Prime, right? They don't call you directly and say, hey, your Amazon Prime membership is running out. Would you like to renew? They do an auto renew with you, and that's exactly what our software helps with, is with the auto renewing of this program.
All right. So I have a feeling your software does more than that yet.
Oh yeah, we can go into more detail there.
Let's just touch on there is some rules around the country where this can get somebody in trouble if it's not done correctly. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, it's definitely legal, but certain states have certain regulations. For example, California, they require you to get a license and go through this questionnaire form.
What kind of license? Insurance type thing, or
it's so I was actually on the phone with them yesterday trying to figure out their process. It's still unclear to me, but it seems like they asked the dental practice a bunch of questions on what they're wanting to do, and if they need to get a license, if it deals with like on the insurance side, then they have to get some sort of license. But California is kind of an interesting state to do this in. But most states want you to have at least an agreement, and you can't use the word insurance or use insurance talk when you're explaining this. And sometimes most of the time they make you add a disclaimer to your marketing brochures and other things.
It's got to be a little tricky to work around, like to always remember, right?
Like which states are what? Is that
kind of,
asking?
To keep that straight, and then also just, you know, keep reminding yourself, oh yeah, can't refer to us as insurance. We got to use other buzzwords.
Exactly. Yeah, it's some offices call it insurance, their own in-house insurance plan, and whenever they say that, I'm like, I would be careful with that.
In-house membership.
Well, the yeah. term dental insurance should be used pretty loosely anyway.
Yeah, yes. Dental insurance is more of a benefit plan in itself, you know, or it's
it is
a license to steal from you.
I mean, I smash my car up, the insurance company pays it. It's pretty straightforward. I screw my tooth up, it's kind of a shuck and jive as to what you're going to get out of it.
Right? No, yeah, and then you only get up to $1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so tell us more about the features of Boom Cloud.
Yeah, so we integrate right into a practice's website. So basically, we have when a practice creates plans on our software, we create a code that they can embed onto their site, and it basically will show when a patient goes to the site, it'll show all the plans the doctor's offering, and then the patient will be able to register for those plans right off the dental practice's website. So we do website integration with these plans, which has been really nice, because sometimes, you know, if you get a bunch of customers signing up, it helps with the registration process for these practices. And then we also integrate right into QuickBooks. So all the monthly or yearly memberships will be recorded right into the accounting software.
Are you compatible with the QuickBooks Enterprise in the cloud?
Yeah, so that's the online QuickBooks is what we're integrating with, because the desktop is a little tricky, but we definitely are, we have a system that we're working on for that down the road.
But you can use the QuickBooks in the cloud. Cause,
yeah, that's the easiest one because it's
all right. Cause we use the cloud, right? We use that enterprise, version of, QuickBooks, which has, you know, allows us to have multiple businesses and multiple balance sheets and so forth. So,
oh, cool.
All right. What about, is there any integration with Dentrix or Eaglesoft or anything like that?
Currently, no, we don't do any integration. That is down the road. We're thinking about that. But most of our dental practices using our software just flag their customers as their own insurance plan, if that makes any sense.
Right. So it's flagged in their own chart. So,
yeah, exactly.
So there's a, obviously on the website, you provide the code or the link or whatever, to, integrate and, and the help,
you know, yeah, is it just something that you just kind of copy and paste into your existing site or,
yeah, it's pretty simple. It's nothing crazy. You don't have to, you know, create custom code. It's once a practice signs up with the software, it automatically creates all those codes for us. And then, in the software we have it so you can customize the sign up, the registration page or the plan page, to the practice branding. So they can upload their logo. They can change the colors to match the website. So it seems like it's coming right from their website.
Like the dentist did it himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You can say that.
Yeah.
All right. And then it goes, so do you have a, obviously you have an online merchant. I mean, you're able to run those transactions. Is it daily or weekly or?
Yep. So we have an online merchant that we're partnered with, and basically the software checks every day on payments, and then it runs the patient's card, whether they're monthly or yearly.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So is that renewal? Does everybody renew on the annual date or the monthly date, or do you save them all for the end of the month, or how does that?
Yeah, so it's based on date. So when say we have a yearly membership patient, and they sign up today, next year on this date,
I got you.
It automatically renews for the practice.
Or if they joined on September 13th, in October 13th, they'll get their next ding on their card.
Yeah, if it's a monthly, exactly.
I gotcha. All right, so we got integration.
What are you guys getting at? I mean, I kind of see where the doctor, where what kind of fees do you guys have built in?
Yeah, so basically we charge $199 a month for our software. And, you know, they get the software and they get all future updates. We grandfather all of our customers in. You know, if we were to increase the price of the software, all the existing customers are grandfathered in. So $199 a month is our starting price for the software.
Tell me a starting price. What makes me want to, what makes my price go up from there?
Yeah.
So if we have a group practice, if you're a group practice, we have a separate thing for that.
Well, so I'm a group practice. Let's go down that road.
Yeah. Yeah. So we actually, for group practices, we have, we actually, on a volume basis, we give a discount, which is, we kind of work with group practice individually on that, on the discount they get. And then we actually have a group, account admin. So you can add all your practices in there. How many practices do you have, doctor?
Six.
Six. So yeah. So you'd be able to add all six of your practice in one admin, and you'd be able to track all of those, all of the membership metrics in the admin.
Now tell me about tracking. What are you doing to track this? Do you have a dashboard or something?
Yep. So we have a dashboard that tracks all of the payments, all the members, and it basically will show monthly or yearly recurring revenue. It'll show the total members, and then it'll compare the members from last month and give you a report on how much you've grown or not grown.
Is this in real time, or is this you know, is it the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the month?
It's real time. So when you add, so say like you add five new patients and you know, right this minute, it would automatically put all that data into the dashboard.
And the dashboard is separate from, I mean, each one of these six practices would have, I mean, I would be able to look at them. Can I look at them separately, or can I have, or are they all together?
So we can do both. If you have a group admin, you can do, you can look at them in all together. So you can see all the volume of your six offices and see what's happening. And then you can also go into them individually and look at them on an individual basis.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, real quick, like you mentioned the $199 a month. Now, who's eating all the credit card fees? Is that something you pass along to? Or are you guys getting any kind of a skim off the revenue that comes through?
No, not with our current. We have a current partner that does our merchant services, and that's all them. I don't know. Are you guys familiar with Stripe?
No, we
that
use
was a rock band out of the 80s, wasn't it?
it was that too.
is it similar to Authorize.net?
Yes, it's very similar, and the reason why we use it is because it's amazing for integrating software.
I gotcha, because we use I teach dental implant courses, and you can sign up for them online, and we use Authorize.net mm-hmm. for our merchant. So.
And Authorize.net is actually here in Utah.
Are they really?
Really?
Yeah, they are.
It's like Silicon Valley too.
Yeah. Salt Flats Valley.
Salt Flats Valley.
Yeah. All right. So this dashboard, we can track them individually. We can track them as a whole. It's real time.
Give me some metrics off some existing offices that you've done. I mean, how have they grown? What's been some numbers that they've seen? Give me the pitch here. That beer just didn't quite go down.
Yeah. Right. I thought that beer was coming back up.
Stand clear.
Stand back.
Clear.
So I'm your average dentist. I don't like to spend money on anything.
Are you calling us cheap?
No. What? You just haven't had enough time to realize why it's important to you. That's all.
I believe.
How's that?
Very, very, very diplomatic answer. That is nicely done.
So I haven't had enough time. You know, what am I going to see after I sign up from you? I what do I do next?
Yeah. So basically, we help set up the software, right? We have templates that a practice could use to get started right away, right? They can get in there, use the templates, and they're not just made up templates. They're templates from practices that are being successful with an in-house membership program. But they can get in there, use those right away, and then basically we give all of our customers a digital marketing kit where they could use to help educate their patients about their in-house membership program. We give them videos, and then we give them a bunch of Facebook. Pre-made Facebook posts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we do a lot of marketing kits for our customers, mostly on the digital end.
That's really good, so that's because a lot of your customers probably don't have that skill set or don't have the people on board to
exactly.
help them there.
Elaborate on that marketing package that you have. I mean, tell us exactly what's in that. And because we're, you know... $199 a month isn't that much, but you know, if you look at it, it's like it's $2,400 it's $2,400 a year. So you're adding to the pile here so far.
So you want me to go into the details of that marketing?
Yeah, please.
So basically, what they get is so we have video software that we create. Videos that help them educate their patients about an in-house membership program, and a lot of our customers, you know, we're willing to, you know, customize the video if they have. We have like one video that they use that's kind of like a template video, but if they want, you know, to change colors or to change messaging, you know, we do that for them as well, and then we give them a bunch of pre-made social media marketing designs that are targeted to certain demographics for a membership program, like retirees, young families. So we create a bunch of, I call it a marketing kit, a social media marketing kit that we give them.
Is that something that's kind of, you're always kind of updating and adding to keep kind of up to date with, trends and what's working, just so a bunch of dentists don't have the same exact thing that they're posting all the time. And
yeah, so we're constantly creating new designs and trying to push those out as much as we can. Nice. Definitely takes some time to create designs and figure out, you know, a marketing kit for a bunch of doctors.
for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
what else?
What's been the uptake? So from how many clients do you have now?
So we launched a couple months, August. We launched in August, and we've got over 100 doctors signed up on our software.
How many group practices you have?
I don't know that number. I'd have to look into our, so we have a dashboard in our software that tells us that, but
do you look at any metrics across all those 100 yet, or?
What metrics are you curious about?
Well, so of that 100, are they picking up 2-3 people a day, 2-3 people a week? I know you don't have much data past the month, but,
I don't know, those questions and details, but as we go along, we're going to pick up a lot of data with this type of business strategy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the metrics, you're thinking about, Gabe, that don't exist yet because it's such a new company.
Yeah,
but
well,
I think what he's asking is, I sign up today, we're finding at the end of a month, they've had increased revenue or this and that for, of X number percent, still a little early in the game for a lot of those numbers.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'd love to get you back at some point and kind of dive a little into that. And
yeah, that'd be great.
I think there is definitely a need for something like this. The average guy that doesn't have insurance, like I said, I always feel like they're paying full pop and nobody's giving them any love.
Yep.
And there's a, it's easy to do. And I think there's some people, I know a few people that pay fairly decent money for dental insurance. They work for a very small employer, and I don't think they feel like they're getting, if you look at a guy that's spending $50 a month for dental insurance, he's already got $600 at the end of the year, and he might have a $1,200 or $1,500 benefit that comes out of it. It's
right.
Could very well not be in his favor to do that.
Right, for sure.
It'd almost be better just to save your money for dental work.
Right. Well, you get your two cleanings and you broke even on your $50 a month. Mm-hmm. If you didn't have any other work after that, you paid more than you were probably going to.
And we're talking even like a filling or two.
Yeah.
A crown.
Yeah, a crown might take it over the edge a little bit, but you still got to, even when they have the plan is $1,000 plan maximum. You still got to spend most of the time you have to spend two to get one.
Yeah.
Right.
In your experience, what are some of the bad practices to avoid, when you're trying to grow one of these membership plans? I mean, there's got to be some things that you think might be a good idea, but really aren't.
Yeah. So I've seen a lot just in the short period of time since I've, created the software. And one of the bad practices is not creating an agreement with the patients. In any business, whatever you do, you got to have some type of agreement with a patient when they agree to do some type of, service with you. So a lot of practices kind of avoid getting agreements for this type of program. And I highly recommend that they spend some time to create a good agreement. The second issue I see is setting up a program, creating the plans, and then not having a process or a system to manage that type of program. Because what happens is these dental practices, they create these programs and then they kind of just fall apart because their office manager is manually running the payments each month or each year and following up with the patients when their plans, expire. So not doing auto renewals. I had a practice the other day I was talking with, and they had signed up, over 100 patients to their plan on a yearly plan, but they didn't think far enough ahead in the future. And the front office had to call all those patients and try to resell them on a membership program again. And it'd be wise to just make it evergreen and auto renew every year or every month, right? So that's the biggest issue I see with a lot of these practices. They don't think far enough ahead. And this is a long-term strategy. You want to get a lot of patients on this program and have them, you know, have them as a member for a long amount of time. It's a long-term strategy for dental practice. Sure.
This is what I'm talking about. That's the rub for the $199 a month. I mean, I know for a fact, like for me to make six offices do this, you know, I've got to get, you know, six front desks. I got to assign six people to run this damn thing. And I'll know, mm-hmm. I know for a fact that four of the six after a year, this is going to be, I got more stuff to do. And I think that's the key is the automation and the systems that you bring to the table, because I know that our listeners, you know, they listen to this and they're like, I could do that. I mean, this isn't rocket science. You know what I mean? I can create this, but you're exactly right. What happens is, all right, you create this and, you know, are you going to go out and you're going to find a graphics guy, or you're going to have to hire somebody to do all this marketing material that you're providing, you know, because someone's got to make all this crap. You know,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
I'm not calling it crap. I'm just saying, you know, someone's got to. You know,
fine. He's just doing that because I'm here.
Because
that's what I do for him.
He generates crap for me. That's exactly right.
Sounds easy.
You know, yeah, right. But it is that deal. I mean, you got to, you know, you're gonna have to go out and you're gonna have to find a, you know, an advertising firm or graphics mm-hmm. art, you know, group that's going to create your stuff for you. Then you got to make sure that your team is bought into it, and you're gonna have to sign somebody that's gonna be in charge of this. And if it really takes off, you know, are you willing to hire someone to administer this? I look at that from a group practice, like, wow, you know, to admin this, like, I'm probably have to hire someone sure. to do this. And oh, wait a minute, yeah, I can't hire somebody for $100. $1.99 a year.
Exactly.
Yeah. A year. Yeah. So that's really the rub. I mean, I think everybody's, you know, listening to this and like, oh no, this isn't rocket science. I mean, this is okay. But the auto renewals and the, you know, the dashboard is cool, but really having it run continuously is the, is the key. What about, do you give any thought to those of us that extend a little credit in our practice once in a while, like carry a little note on a procedure for a patient? Is there any way your system can help in that front?
Like create credits for your,
like a payment plan type thing?
Oh yeah. Payment plans. Yeah, definitely. We have a whole system in the software that allows you as a dentist to create a patient payment plan in the software and automate, you know, monthly payments off treatments, right?
Right.
And then we allow you to create your own interest rate on there too, and that all goes to the practice, right? You can add your interest rate. You can really help a patient out if maybe they need a lot of work done, but they can't afford it, you know, to pay up front. You can simply create a automated payment plan for that patient and earn revenue that way, and then add interest as well.
And you're not skimming off the top of that stream either?
No. We're a flat rate, $199 a month for the software, and with the payments, that goes all to the practice. We're not in that business.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, nice.
My idea is to give a dental practice more control over their practice.
All right, so let's just say Dr. Moody pulled a couple of teeth out of my cake hole here, and I'm broke. So he extends me a little credit, dumb him. So anyway, I make the first payment because he overcharged me on these on this work that I got.
Yes, I did.
Of course,
this sounds like a real scenario.
Yeah. It's happened over and over. Yeah.
So anyway, let's just say I made it. I made the first payment. I was feeling, you know, kind of good, and then after that, I decided to go to the bar instead. So I didn't pay anything after that. Did your software kind of flag and say, hey, you got a credit problem here?
Yes, it'll flag and it'll alert the office staff, you know, through email. It'll do a notification if any, whether it's on the patient payment system or the in-house membership system, it'll notify any problems with payments that didn't go through.
But you're probably not providing the practice any kind of credit score or anything like that, are you?
No, down the road we are thinking about that, definitely. But down the road we definitely can implement that.
Yeah, well, hell, you've only been doing this a month. I mean,
what are you waiting for? Come on.
We've been working on it for quite some time, but we launched about a month ago.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
it's actually kind of interesting.
I think it's great. I really do. I mean, Gabe and I are talking. You know, I've thought about doing stuff like this before, but you know what it is? It's that implementation thing. I mean, it's like you got to make it easy for me to do what you want me to do,
I tell you, in the back of my head, I've always just kind of wondered if a guy could get away with just no insurance whatsoever. Bring your fees down a little bit so everybody's paying the same. Because I do to some degree think that fees have creeped up because you have to pay for a few extra people at the front desk to manage the insurance and the overhead with it and the reduced collections. If you could just swipe all that out of there and just do, hey, we're not monkeying with any of this stuff. It's cash on the barrel head. You know, could a guy get away with that? But, you know, you go back to, well, it's a one trick pony. It either works or it don't. And it's I think it just takes the specific doctor to pull that off. So I think this is as good a plan B on that scenario as anything.
I agree. Well, those of you that are out there listening, you can find Jordan Comstock. His everything will be in the show notes. His email address, his office phone, his website is boomcloudapps.com. Go there and check it out. Jordan, man, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. We really appreciate someone else that's in the Mountain Time Zone. We kind of like.
Right? It's kind of nice.
When I tell you 5 o'clock, by God, it's 5 o'clock. You know, we don't have to talk about standards, deltas, all sorts of stuff. So
or getting like eight.
I know it. But we really do appreciate you. You are going on the list. We want to have you back in about 6 months. You can imagine that Gabe's going to beat you over the head with some metrics. We want to hear some success stories. And we want to hear maybe what's not gone as well as you thought, and you've tweaked and made it a little bit better. If you join us again in 6 months, man, we'd love to have you on.
Yeah, I'd love to. Definitely.
Well, and that'd be great. That main metric is how many new patients did this bring in? I mean, that is just the whopper of key metric for an office doing anything other than what they're doing now. Did it bring new patients?
Well, you're right. I mean, it's new patients, you know, from your advertising and the website. But I think the other metric, you know, from a practice owner that looked at is, okay, so these patients enrolled in this, did I actually have an uptick in
production per hour?
Production or follow through on their treatment plans, because you know, maybe with this plan and you're offering a 20% discount on that crown, maybe they'll go ahead and get it instead of waiting to have to save up the money for it. So we look forward to having you back on. Thanks again for joining us here in Studio 1A. We will stay in touch. We'll follow you, folks. Grab your laptop, your iPad, and go to boomcloudapps.com and check his deal out. It is it's interesting and it's a good one. So thanks again for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again.
Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan. Take care.
Boyd's Wine and Spirits on Mount Rushmore Road, with a huge selection of wine, liquor, and fresh beer on tap at the Growler Station. Your party starts here. Boyd's Wine and Spirits in Rapid City.
Well, boom, boom, clap.
Boom,
boom, boom.
That's it. There's the wrap up.
That's it. Oh, shit. We forgot to ask him about a song.
Welcome to Boomtown.
Welcome to Boomtown.
Boomtown, that's the deal. Well, we got that.
I heard that on the radio the other day. I was kind of giggling. I don't know why it was in my head, but
you know, ever since he found out who we're having on the show tonight, he's been thinking of that song.
I know.
Just been waiting.
I know.
That's why he couldn't hold the beer in his mouth.
Somebody's driving a 944. Isn't that how the song goes?
The 944.
That's some cool stuff.
Well, you know, it. I can tell you that all of the big DSOs do this.
Some kind of in-house.
They all have it. Heartland has it. The one I'm familiar with the most is Comfort Dental out of based out of Denver. But Comfort Dental has a membership club, and it's you know, basically you're prepaying the, you know, your two cleanings a year, and then you, you know, then you get a discount. I don't think theirs is that much. I think it's like 10 or 12%, but you know, that's the deal. But you know what? If you got a lot of work to do, I mean, 10% is a big number.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, I know some, you know, I know a couple of buddies that bought some GMC trucks this last weekend because the Labor Day weekend sale was 20% off.
Yeah.
That's significant.
All right, but that's a car. There's no such thing as 20%. They jacked the price up 19 and then knocked 20% off. And
yeah. I mean, you gotta, you know,
there ain't no good deals at the car lot.
But is the consumer? Do they?
Yeah,
no. You know, what keeps the dental office from doing that?
Well,
too?
And you get a guy that walks out of an office and just bought a $400 crown. You get a guy that walks out of an office and bought a $1,200 crown. They both feel like they got screwed. There's right. just no two ways.
Even it was $400, they felt like they got screwed. Yeah. So I think that. You heard it here first, folks. Dentistry's going to autocorrect itself, and our fees aren't going to go up. They're going to go down. I don't see how in today's economy and today's insurance market, where our reimbursements are less now instead of more later on, I don't see how this can continue. You know, yes. Your high-end Beverly Hills or your people that want to call
themselves. There'll always be that.
They're always going to be those. But the masses need care. You know, you want to talk about access to care? Access to care is making it affordable.
Sure. The face of dentistry is going to be changing, and we're seeing it now. The sole practitioner is under assault. The business side of dentistry is coming on crazy strong. And if you don't adopt, and not to say that you have to do this or anything else, but you better be paying attention to what's going on in your practice. If not, the MBAs will, because it's, and I think you're 100% right that the fees are not going to come, they're not going to go up. There's just
too
much.
They can't go anymore. No. I mean, they can't go much higher.
No.
I mean, truthfully, you know, I came here in 2008 and I was charging $1,400 a fixture. In 2010, I went to $1,600, and I've stayed there. Yeah. And I don't have any plans of going up. I mean, I just can't. If I creep up much higher, you know, you lose enough to. I mean, I'd rather do more.
Yeah,
I'd rather do. Yeah. The fast dimes and slow nickels. I mean, I'd rather have the slower nickels. I'd rather have patients that talked about how I did them I did a great service, and they were actually able to pay for it. And then they would. I mean,
then it'd be making a little bit more, but yeah, pissing people off because they feel like they got screwed.
We had a
kind of like you got screwed right now.
That's fun.
Well, the cork on the slow and low is a tight fit.
He struggles before and after each podcast.
Shit, it's gotta leave a mark. no, good podcast. Podcast.
Thank you, Jordan.
Hey, don't forget to go to the Voices of Dentistry. You can catch the Dentist Implants and Worms in Nashville, Tennessee. This coming January. Go to voicesofdentistry.com and sign up. I think there's even an early bird deal till the 1st of October. So come see the Worms in person and some of those other people. Not like you'd listen to them, but some of those other people. So
Timmerman.
Give him a nice pat on the back. Nice try, kid.
Better luck next time.
Give him a pat on the back. Come hang out with us.
In all seriousness, it's gonna be a great event, and we're going to be there. So, we've already got the song.
Thank you, Gabe.
Boomtown. Thank you all for tuning in. Tell a friend. Tell your office. Get it. Subscribe. Give us a rating on iTunes. Give us 5 stars and tell us we suck.
Yes, please.
Please.
Yeah,
do.
We have way too much positive feedback right now.
Yeah, five. You know, just remember 5 stars is good and 5 stars for if we suck. So that's really the deal.
Yep, that's how it works.
All right, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you at the next episode. Thank you.
Cheers.
the jazz at 9:44. Satisfaction oozes from her pores. She keeps dreams on her feet, marble on her floor. Cocaine in her dresses, bars on her door. She keeps her back against the wall. Some Kevin got a little off track. Took a year off from college and he never went back. Now he smokes much too much, got a permanent headache. Deals dope at a Denny's, keeps the table in the bag. He always listens to the grass.
Thank you.